Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The Fed raised interest rates, but don't expect the same from your bank deposits.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. At some point, interest rate increases by the Fed will trickle down to savers, but don't hold your breath. Joining me here in the studio with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Christina Rexroad. Christina, you say for spenders, this rate hike on their bills is near instant, but it's a slow and uncertain process for those who save.
Yeah, so you can think about this like when you hear about how the price of a barrel of oil has gone up, and then you see the price at your gas station go up almost immediately. And then, you know, you might hear in the news later that the price of a barrel of oil has gone down, but the price is you know, doesn't budge at the gas station. It's sort of like that. When people say that the Fed is going to raise interest rates, what that means is that the Fed raises this this short-term rate, and then the banks almost always follow suit and raise what they call the prime rate. Now, the prime rate doesn't affect the rate that you're going to get on your deposit. What it does affect is the rate that you're going to pay on some bills, like your credit card bill or your home equity line, and some other types of loans. So those prices go up almost immediately. You know, if the Fed raises rates by 0.25 percentage points, then the rate that you're paying on your credit card bill is also going to go up that amount, you know, just within a cycle or two.
So let's look at the last two rate hikes before this one. What effect, if any, did those have on savings accounts?
Well, it really didn't have that much of any effect, I guess. So those were in December 2015 and December 2016. And if you look at what, like, the, you know, the average one-year CD, for instance, was paying at the time, about 0.3% before that first rate hike, and it's still paying about 0.3%. It has gone up a little bit, but it's a rounding error.
Oh, wow. So you say this is largely a function of how much banks are willing to pay, and the answer is just not much. So why is that?
Well, that's for a few reasons. One is that the banks have a whole lot of deposits. They have more than they know what to do with, because people have been, you know, since the financial crisis, they've been putting their money into very safe savings accounts, which, again, are very safe, but they don't really pay much. And they've also been a little more cautious about taking out loans. And, of course, if a bank has a lot of loans and or a lot of deposits and not as many loans, you know, it doesn't want to do that. It would like to make use of all the deposits it has and employ them into loans.
We're talking about interest rates with Christina Rexroad, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Christina, what are analysts telling you about this latest rate hike, or really the two more we expect to see this year? How likely are folks to see the new stance by the Fed reflected in their accounts?
Well, so people are kind of divided on the answer to that. There are some people who think that the banks are going to have to raise deposit rates a little more quickly this time around. And Marion Lake, who's the chief financial officer at J.P. Morgan, she spoke to this at their investor day where she sort of hinted at it, and she said, well, you know, people can move money more easily now, and they're more rate aware. And that's true. I mean, you know, we still had a lot of technology when the Fed raised rates, you know, around 2004, 2006, but you weren't getting, like, alerts on your cell phone about each time the Fed raised rates, and you weren't, you weren't moving money on your cell phone either. A lot of times
right.
You were still going to the bank. But, you know, there are other people who think that maybe the banks will be slower this time around to raise rates. And that's partly, you know, the banks want to make money, and they have been hurt by interest rates for a long time. So they might just sort of feel like they have the right to keep deposit rates low. But this time around, they will not have to compete with with some of the money market funds that people would sometimes put their deposits in to get a higher rate, because those, you know, they made a lot of risky investments and they could pay a much higher rate. But those have been curbed by regulation. And then one other thing I'll add is that, if you know, Bank of America, their co-head of the consumer bank, Dean Athanasia, he was asked about this recently, about deposit rates. And he had sort of an interesting answer, because he didn't talk too much about deposit rates. He talked about the bank's mobile apps and customer service. And basically what he said was, we don't think people are going to go next door to another bank just to make, you know, a slightly higher interest rate.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Christina Rexroad joining me here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.